Okay, today's daf is Beitza daf Yudbeis. Beitza Yudbeis, and we're going to talk about the sugya of Mitoch. As it comes here up on Yudbeis of an Aleph, we have the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says, Ein motzien, Beis Shammai omrim, Ein motzien lo as hakatan, v'lo as halula, v'lo as hasefer Torah, l'rosh hasarabim, on Yantif, one is not allowed to carry out all of these items to the street. A child, a lulav, a sefer Torah, Beis Hillel matirin, and Beis Hillel says one is allowed. The question is, what is the machlokas about? Why would Beis Shammai say it's aser, and why would Beis Hillel say it's mutter? So one possibility the Gemara says is, well, maybe it's about the issue of hotzah on Yantif. We know you need an eruv on Shabbos to carry things out to a Rosh Hashanah, but on Yantif, you know, one does not need an Erev, possibly. So is that the issue? Beis Shammai says that one would, Shabbos and Yantif are similar, therefore you can't carry out, and Beis Hillel says one would be allowed to. So is that the issue? Is the issue of one of Hotza'ah, right? That's one possibility. Or does one, and the Gemara says that it's not totally on the issue of Hotza'ah, but it's totally on the issue of Mitoch. What's the issue of Mitoch? We know the Torah tells us that one is allowed to do Ochel Nefesh on Yantif, as we'll get to some of the Psukim by the Shem in a couple of minutes. The question is there any extension of that idea? Right, the sugya of ochel nefesh. I'm allowed to cook for eating purposes. I'm allowed to heat water for eating purposes. That's l'tzorech ochel nefesh. But the Gemara comes up with an amazing svara without giving any source in the Gemara, which is fascinating, of mitoch. Mitoch shehutra, hotzah, or havara l'tzorech, since I'm allowed to cook and bake and carry for ochel nefesh purposes, so I'm allowed to carry also for non-ochel nefesh purposes. What is the svar for that? The Torah says that you're allowed to cook for ochel nefesh, and all of a sudden Chazal come up and say, well, not only for ochel nefesh, if it's a type of malacha that's mutter for ochel nefesh, then you can do it for any purpose. So if I'm allowed to make water hot in order to use for cooking purposes, so then I'm also allowed to use hot water to wash my hands. Why? What's the svar for that? It's not ochel nefesh, right? So that's an amazing ha'ara that there is even no source, as if it's a svar, as if it's a natural extension of the law, that once I know the heter of ochel nefesh, I will automatically say, also mitoch. Also, since it's mutter l'tzorech ochel nefesh, it's mutter shelo l'tzorech ochel nefesh. That is the ha'ara. So let's talk a little bit about this, and we'll see there are a couple of different approaches that one could take how to understand the sugya of mitoch. The Gemara tells us at a couple of dafrim from now, in the second paragraph, the Gemara talks about the sugya of marbe b'shiurin. Marbe b'shiurin. The Gemara says here on Yud Zayin Amid Aleph. Let's say I'm cooking on Yantif, I want to make meat, and I'm going to put a piece of meat in the pot. I'm allowed to put six pieces of meat in the pot, even though I'm only going to eat one. Whereas I'm doing one malacha of cooking, it's one pot, so I could fill it up. I could fill up the whole pot. Why? Rashi says, "Debechad tircha sagi." It's one tircha, and that's all. It's a mutmutter. Or the Gemara says, "Memali nachtom chavishol mayim." A baker is allowed to fill up a barrel of water to boil. Even though you only need a little bit of water, you can fill up the whole thing with water because it's one tircha. But to bake, right? Every dough. How they bake? Let's say in the olden days they put pita. They slopped on some wet batter onto the cooking instrument, and then they baked it. So every wet batter is its own tircha. I have to take it and I have to put it on. So there, it's not one act, one tircha. So that's not allowed, says the Gemara. But to bake, you only allowed to do what you need. Right, Rashi says, Kol kikar v'kikar tzricha afia v'ridia la'atzma. Every cookie, every loaf needs its own baking and its own removal of the from the baking. So that's what the Rabbanan say here on Yud Zayin Amar Aleph. Rishim ben Elazar Omer, he argues, Mamali isha kol atan pas. Rishim ben Elazar says, you're allowed to fill up the whole oven might not be a machlokas with bread. It's better for the bread to be full, right? There's a better effect on it, so therefore you can fill up the whole oven, even though each bread is its own tircha. And the Gemara says, halacha grav shem ben elazar. And we pass like grav shem ben elazar because, finishing up Rashi, shatanurim ktanim hayu umadbikin pas bedfanos. They used to put the bread on the walls of the oven, and the less space there was, the more the heat, you know, when that affected the loaves, and therefore it was better for each loaf to have more. And therefore that's a tzorach halacha nefesh that is allowed. That's the sugya called marbe b'shiurin. I'm allowed to do more quantity, even though it's more than I need, because it is, marbe b'shiurin is mutter on yantif. Is mutter on yantif. That is what the Gemara says here. So the Rishonim discuss, how does this fit in with a fascinating Gemara in Maseches Menachos, on Daf Samach Dalet, where the Gemara there says, a person is deathly ill. It's a chole sheyesh bo sakana. And he has to have some figs. And if he doesn't have these figs, he's going to die. He needs two figs. So there are a couple of branches of figs that I could cut off on Shabbos. There's two branches, each with one fig. Right? So I could cut both of those branches and save the person's life. Or there's one branch with three figs. I could just cut one branch and cut the three figs. So do I cut the two branches each with one fig, or do I cut the one branch with three figs? So Amar Rabba, Chole she'amduhu legrogeres achas, v'ratzu b'asar b'nei adam, if you asar grogeres b'achachas, p'turin, v'chulu v'chulu. So that's another case, not us now. Boy Rava, Chole she'amduhu l'shtei grogeres, a chole that they estimated that he needs two grogeros, v'yesh shtei grogeros b'shtei uksin, v'shalosh b'ukitz achas. Hey, minayu maisinan, which do you bring? Shtayim maisinan d'chazule, do you cut the two? Because all you need is two. So you cut two branches, each with one, and he eats that. O dilma, shalosh maisinan, or do you do three? D'kama ma'atinan kisira. Because that's less cutting. You only cut one, even though you're getting three, but it's less cutting. So which do you do? So the Gemara says, Pshita shalosh b'sinan. It's for sure that you do the one with the three. And the Gemara says, Akal kamar Rabbi Shmuel Hassam. Right, the Gemara there is talking about Menachos. Even Rabbi Shmuel would agree here, because it's Memayit b'ksira. Okay. Tosfos, though, there asks, why didn't the Gemara prove it from our Gemara in Beis Adaf Yizayin? We're going to get back to Mitoch, Be'ez Hashem, in a minute. But just like we learned, we just read the Gemara in Daf Yud Zayin, you're allowed to fill up the whole pot with water, you're allowed to bake the whole oven, because it's marbe b'shiurin. So here too, what, of course it's three. Of course you can do three, because once you're doing two, you can also do three. Tosfos compares ochal nefesh on yantif to pikuach nefesh on Shabbos. That's Tosfos' question. Just like you say, why didn't the Gemara prove it from Marbe B'Shiurin? Just like your Marbe B'Shiurin and Ochal Nefesh and Yantav is Mutter, so you should say, Pikuach Nefesh, Marbe B'Shiurin is Mutter. Lo Matzi L'Mifshat, says Tosfos, Mehad Etanya, Beperak Beis De Beitza, Memala Isha Kedera Basar, Avish Yitzrich Elochaticha Achas, the Gemara does not prove it from there. Or Memala Nachtob Chavish Shalmayim, Avish Yitzrich Elochidon Echad, why? De B'Yantav De Kiel Lo Chayshinan. Yantav is more Mekel than Shabbos, says Tosfos. You can't compare Shabbos and Yantif. V'lo domi l'Shabbos d'lo nitan lidachos. You can't push off Shabbos as easily. What Tosfos does not say is the difference between Pikuach and Heter Ochal Nefesh. Tosfos just said there's a difference between Shabbos and Yantif. Tosfos could have said a different difference, but that is what Tosfos says there in Maseches Menachos. The Ran, though, here in Beitza, is machalik differently. The Ran here, if you look in the back here, Daf Tesamah Aleph, in the Dafei Harif, Tesamah Beis, sorry, Tosfos, the Ran asks the same question. The Ran is on the Marbe B'Shiurin Sugya, so he says, why did the Gemara bring this in Menachos? Ikal HaMeidach means to be Boil and Parker B'Shmol B'Menachos. Chola Shamdu V'Chulu, right, so why don't you bring it there? So, says the Gemara, says the Ran, a couple of answers. Tiritz Re, first like Tosfos. Dahasam b'Shabbos Dafka, Deikiris Eskila, Avo B'Yantif, Deisr Lav Ikilu. Okay, more Mekel than Yantif than on Shabbos. Same answer. But then the Ran continues a little bit later on. V'tamani Aleyem, V'chulu, L'fi Ghanir Li Barer, Devadai Ribui Shi'ura, b'shabbos mitzar midaraisa mitzar. Where's the line I want to get to? Vafilu achi lo dami ribi b'shira b'yatav l'ribi b'shira b'shabbos. Shahashabbos sh'tchu yehi etzel chole. V'lo hutra. Have a Rambam Maseches Hilchos Shabbos, the first of the Zmanim, right? Says don't compare ribui b'shiurin on yatif by ochel nefesh to ribui b'shiurin on Shabbos by pikuach nefesh. Lefichach kol sheikar balacha aser af tosafto kamohu umitzar midaraisa. By pikuach nefesh, it's really aser. You're allowed to do it because of the chole, but inherently it's aser, and therefore you have to limit it as much as possible. Aval yantif. She'ochal nefesh putarba, but on yantif, which has the heter of ochal nefesh, what's the place? Aval yantif she'ochal nefesh putarba da'afilu efshar me'erav yantif shari kol she'umar be'ala ikar u'bevashu b'torach echad tosafta kamohu, and it is mutter. So the rod is machalik between Shabbos and yantif. But ribui b'shiurin of pikuach nefesh on Shabbos, which he calls dechuya, while ochal nefesh is hutra. The sugya of hutra and dechuya, meaning dechuya means the isser exists but it's pushed aside, while hutra, the isser doesn't even exist. So the Ran is saying that on yantif, when we have the heter to cook on yantif, it doesn't mean that there's an isser of cooking on yantif, but we're allowed to do it. No, there's no isser of cooking on yantif. It's pushed aside. It's hutra, says the Ran. Again, a sugya that comes up elsewhere. Maybe, some say, maybe the Rambam agrees to this, because if you look in the Rambam's lashon in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Beis of Hilchos Shabbos, his lashon is, first word in the Perek, Dechuya hi Shabbos etzel bikuach nef, sakanas lefashos. Shabbos is pushed aside for sakanas lefashos, kishar kala mitzvahs, like all other mitzvahs are pushed aside for bikuach nefesh. Therefore, achol hashi yishbo sakana, you're allowed to do everything you want. So some say, the Rambam says, Shabbos is, pikuach nefesh is dechuya. The Kesef Mishnah says right here, where does the Rambam get this from? There is no Gemara in Shas that talks about whether pikuach nefesh is hutra or dechuya. Right, that is a phrase that is used by many achronim and many sugyas. How do you look at asi docha los asei, hutra dechuya? How do you look at pikuach nefesh on Shabbos? How do you look at ochel nefesh on yantif? How do you look at tuma b'tzibur? That's the only place in Shas where it discusses it. We have this back in Maseches Yuma, in the first parak. If you remember, we had the Gemara spoke about tuma hutra b'tzibur or dechuya b'tzibur. That's the only place where Chazal discussed this sugya. Rishonim and Achronim expanded to these other areas where you have Isurim and Heterim of Isurim. How do you look at it? The Kesef Mishnah here in Hilchos Shabbos in Perek Beis Halacha Aleph says, hey, how does the Rambam know Dechuya by Pikuach Nefesh? Because the Gemara says it by Tumah B'tzibur. So if Tumah is Dechuya B'tzibur, so too the Rambam holds Pikuach Nefesh is Dechuya by Shabbos. Umashma, says the Kesef Mishnah, Dechihechi defligu betuma hachanami defligu b'shabbos lagabicholeim hi dechuya hutra. V'kaimalana, we hold by tuma dechuya b'tzibur. Right, and then he quotes, V'kaimalana b'dechuya v'kakaz v'arashma v'haran in beitza. Sha'ashabbos dechuya z'achole v'lo hutra. So the Kesef Mishnah quotes Aran. The difference is between hutra and dechuya. Other achronim are not so convinced. The Rambam just might be saying a reality, but not a halachic reality. Shabbos is dechuya etza pikuach nefesh, which push aside Shabbos for pikuach nefesh. He's not saying conceptually whether it's hutra or dechuya. You don't have to say that just because you paskin that way by tuma, hutra dechuya betzibur, you paskin that way by Shabbos. But again, the Kesef Mishnah does, but that is the Rambam, some put the Rambam with the Ran. So what does this have to do with us? Before we answer, there's one more approach. So, hutra and dechuya. How do you look at ochal nefesh? There's one other approach, and that's the Ramban. The Ramban, the great grand Rebbe of the Ran, in Parshas Emor, says maybe ochal nefesh is not even hutra. What does hutra mean? Hutra means there was an isser, which now disappeared because of the heter. Dechuya means the isser still exists, but it's just pushed aside. Hutra means there was an isser, but the heter made it disappear. The Ramban says that ochal nefesh on yatif, it's more than hutra. It was never usur in the first place. If I ask you on a Tuesday weekday, you know, why you allowed to cook? It's not because you have a heter to cook and that pushes away the isser. It's Tuesday, so there's no avera to cook. You're allowed to cook. There's no havamin. You don't get to the first step. Right? That's called, right, lo nasar klal. It was never nesar in the first place that it has to become mutter. The Ramban says that's ochel nefesh on yantif, because he says, look very carefully at the psukim. Look very carefully. It says on yantif, kol meleches avoda lo sa'asu. What's meleches avoda? In Emor, Perach of Gimel Pasuk Zayin, Melechas Avodas. Rashi has one shot. What Melechas Avoda is, right? Afilu Melechas Achashuvas Lam. Even if you're going to lose money, you can't dover Avid. You can't do certain Melechas on Yantif. Chol HaMoed, you have the Heter. Said the Ramban, Vein Nachon Klal. I don't think that's what the shot is here, but I think there's a different shot. Melechas Avoda means non-food related Melechas, non-ochel nefesh. Meaning the Torah says what's asur on yantif? Only meleches avoda. Not ochel nefesh. That was never asur in the first place. Avol pirsh meleches avoda kol melacha she'ino l'tzorach ochel nefesh. Kinyin she'nemar, sheshes yamim tavod v'siz kol melachtecha. On Shabbos you can't do all melacha. U'bechol avoda basada v'nevatim u'nizratim v'kainoi ovet adama. U'melacha she'ibo ochel nefesh hi meleches hana'a lo meleches avoda. V'zeh misbar batari, and he's medayik it from the other psukim in the Torah. V'lo yomar akasav la'olam be'echon mikol shari yamim tovim. It doesn't say on any yontif kol malacha lo sa'asu, without saying you're allowed to do ochel nefesh. If it says kol malacha, it says you're allowed to cook. And other yamim tovim, it says you can't do meleches avoda, which means non ochel nefesh. So says the Ramban, it's even more than hutra. There's dechuya, there's hutra, and there's eno ne'esar klal. It was never usher in the first place. And therefore, that is how you look at the heter of ochel nefesh on yantav. So that is those are three approaches to ochel nefesh in general. So now, some achronim, Rav Lichtenstein writes in the Sefer on Psachim, maybe that's the machlokas b'sham and b'shilal on our daf. Here in Beitz Daf Yud Beis, today's daf, how do you look at mitoch? Right, mitoch is this amazing extension that just like ochel nefesh is mutter, so too, Shalom l'tzorach ochel nefesh. I'm allowed to heat the water to wash my hands. Why is that? That's not ochel nefesh. So according to Beis Shammai, Beis Shammai holds one of the more limited views. You don't hold the mitoch. Rabbi Shammai says only ochel nefesh. Why? Maybe it's dechuya. And at most it's going to be hutra. At most. But maybe Beis Hillel holds it was never nasar in the first place. These malachos for ochel nefesh were never nasar. So if these malachas were never nasar, so maybe you could, it's still a chiddush, but you could extend it. These malachas were never nasar, even for non-ochel nefesh. Even for non-ochel nefesh. Because that is how you look at it. The fact that it was ochel nefesh means it was never nasar, it's malachas hana'ah, and therefore, that's how you would say mitoch. You might say this is also another machlokas we showed him elsewhere. If you look in the Shidim Kubetzes, in Ksubis, on Daf Zayin, the Ravid, the Rosh Hashanah Magash quotes the Ravid that says, Meleches Ochel Nefesh is Mutter. He makes a chilek between Meleches Ochel Nefesh and Meleches that are only Mutter because of Mitoksha, Hutra, Litzarach. Meleches Ochel Nefesh is Mutter even if you could have done it before Yantif. Cooking on Yantif. I could have cooked this before Yantif, but I cooked it on Yantif. That's okay. But if it's, let's say, heating up water to wash my hands, that's only mutter because of the extension, shalom tzarech ochel nefesh, that's only mutter if you couldn't have done it before yantif. But if you could have done it before yantif, it's not mutter. That's the shita of the Ravid, quoted here in the Shidduch Kubetzes and Ksubas and Nav Zayin, and the Shidduch Kubetzes argues. He says, "Why? What's the difference?" He says, if you're allowed to do it, you're allowed to do it. Let me try to find the line. He says, v'zeh shakata dola sharina mitoch ela b'i efshar, lo nehira, says the Shidduch Kubetzes, bevadai mitoch sharina b'chol inyan, ubelvachi tzorach mitzvah o b'tzorach hayom. If it's mutter, it's mutter. Right? That's it. So what's this? What's the machlokas about? So again, according to the Ravid, it's more limited, because he might say like a Beis Shammai type of idea, or like a more limited approach of ochel nefesh. But the Shidduch Kubetzes says, what's this mutter? It's mutter. It's mutter. It's not usher in the first place. Shalom l'tzorach klal, and therefore it would be allowed. There's one other fascinating Tosfos. There's a Tosfos in Shabbos. It's one of those questions that you know there's an answer to. Tosfos says, the Gemara talks about, what is the malacha of making cheese? Making cheese. On Shabbos, you can't make cheese. The Gemara says, because of bone. Because you're building. You're taking the milk. You're doing the curds and the whey, whatever you make the cheese. So, says the Gemara, that if you make cheese on Shabbos, you're chayef for bone. Says Tosfos, you can make cheese on Yantif, that's ochel nefesh. Tzochel Nefesh. You can make cheese on Yatif. So asks Tosfos, why shouldn't you be able to build your house on Yatif? Because once bone is mutter, litzarif ochel nefesh, for making cheese, so it should be mutter, shalom litzarif ochel nefesh, and bone should be mutter. That's an unbelievable question. Can't imagine that Tosfos asks it. But that's what Tosfos says here. Here, tzadi hey amad aleph, ask Tosfos. But umiyu tema lari, kima de mutter lagabin biyantif minat Torah, since you're allowed to do it, afilu be'efshar, even if you could have done it beforehand, so imke nafal beso biyantif, ye mutter levnosa biyantif, to be tok shuter binyal and sarach to magabin, havi mishim bone, hutanai mishal and sarach, uvashi yitzarach, as long as there's some sarach hayom. Right, so Tosfos didn't say, yeah, it's only drabanan. Which is amazing. But either way, obviously the mentality of Tosfos is different than the Ramban. Right? Building your house is for sure Melechas Avoda. It's not Melechas Hana. Right? That's not included in Litzarach Ochal Nefesh, even if you say Mitoch. So that is definitely a different approach than the Ramban. Rashi and Tosfos also on our daf, just the one final line, talk about how much is Mutter. Tosfos says you need some Tzarach Hayom. You need some tzarech hayom. Rashi seems to say you don't need any tzarech. No real tzarech. You stop doing it. Even a tzarech for, no real. So, again, that machlokas also might be about how wide-ranging is this heter. So, again, it could be the machlokas b'sharam b'silel. It could be the machlokas, the Ramban and the Ran v'chulu. Rivet and the Shid Mekubetzes, and Rashi and Tosfos on our daf too. Some ideas about mitoch. Again, there's a lot more, as you see the Tosfos Amir, but we will stop here.